Brett Carr, born in Melbourne, Australia, which is the southernmost city. And I was 31 when I came to America. I'm from the most immigrant-dense electorate in the entire country of Australia. I still see things and I pick up accents. There's so many silly things that as a kid that you don't realize that you picked up and learned until you go out. In Melbourne, where I grew up a long time ago, everyone blew their hair up and they used a thing called CFCs, which destroy the environment. And that creates a hole in the ozone layer. And the hole in the ozone layer starts down south and comes up. I'm from the highest UV intense city in the world. A lot of Americans who go there, if you don't put on sunscreen and you think, I'm okay, I'm from Florida, I'm from California, you burn. Like there's no other way to put it. Within an hour, you'll be red. In Australia, I had a pretty good job, but I worked long hours, weekends, and over there, your holidays is a legal requirement, so they can't stop your holidays. So I would end up backing up a month or 2 months worth of holidays. And I said to my boss, I'm going to America this year. And I would just leave. The first time I came here was in the year 2000. I came over here to watch football games. I'd never been to America. The first city I stopped at was actually Pittsburgh. I booked it like 2 months before and there was a US Airways like $50 flight going to Pittsburgh. For $50, yeah, that's where I'm going to go. It was a good place. People were always welcoming. And then years later, I came back and actually met my wife. I met my wife in 2005. I was at a bar in Southside. And in a bar, once you get old enough, if you're traveling, you always ask the bartender, what should I do? And he sent me to Primanti Brothers. Said, he goes, it's a Pittsburgh thing. He goes, you got to get a Primanti's. I walked in the door. The music was really loud and the bartender was super cute, and that's my wife. Things just work out. We started talking, and you realize it's something good, and you make it work, and that's it. It's 13 years later, we're still married. We're about to go on to our fourth house now, so it's pretty good. I've always liked America. When I would travel, people were always friendly, and if you met someone who wasn't friendly, you know, next time you meet someone who's twice as nice. At my wedding, My best man is a guy called Joel, who I met at a tailgate in Nebraska. He's just one of the coolest dudes I've ever met. We just walked past each other and started talking. And me being from another country, he is probably one of the most welcoming people I've ever met in all my life. I don't remember anyone in Australia being that overly nice to someone who was, you know, visiting. But especially in America, Pittsburgh especially, they don't get a lot of tourists. So when you turn up and you talk funny and, you know, you're from somewhere far away that everyone likes to talk about, you know, you do pretty well. Honestly, America, the tax rate here is very low. Australia is really high. Taxes are ridiculously high. Cost of living is high. Really silly example, but I work in printing. So Adobe Suite is just a bunch of tools you use to make things work. In Australia, it is $700 more expensive to download. There is no logical reason why something on the internet costs an extra $700 in Australia. But that level of craziness, I don't appreciate it. My friends come over and they love it here. I have one friend in particular who just said, he goes, I can't believe how cheap living is here. So he puts in for the green card lottery every year. So just because I believe there's like 60,000 or so they let in every year, he goes, it's a 1 in 100 chance, but every year he goes, it's free, I put it in. One of my wife's workmates, her daughter went to Australia and I sent her a list and I said, 10 things you have to do. Number one was the Great Ocean Road, which is like Highway 1. It's the Australian version. The history is a lot more interesting because they did it in like the 40s after World War II, where everyone came back from World War II. They were all a mess and the government said, hey, we got some work. We're going to build a road into the side of a cliff. So they built this really cool road that you drive down and it's the most beautiful view you'll ever see. In Melbourne, it's food. Melbourne being an immigrant-dense city, I believe the city's now about 4 million people. the food, like second generation kids who start a restaurant are legit good chefs and they do traditional, like really sharp food. How come no one asked me about the poisonous animals? Everyone else in Pittsburgh's like, why does Australia have so many poisonous animals? I'm like, because it's in the middle of nowhere. I have actually killed the world's second most deadly snake in my backyard. I had a dog and a cat and they were north-southing something in my backyard. And I'm like, oh, it's a lizard. And I went out there and it's a brown snake. Travel. When you get old enough and you get the chance, go do it. Go to Australia. Be that one person among all your friends when they say, I always wanted to go to Australia. Be the person who goes, oh, I went there. So travel. When you get old enough, go.